Welcome to month one, starting point and self-inquiry. This month, we begin our transformational journey with a gentle guided meditation that will help you learn to simply be and look within yourself in a mindful, calm, and peaceful way. It should take about 20 minutes or so, and you can continue to go longer if you choose to. If you're new to this, just see it as a relaxation, a little bit of me time, a space that is sacred for you. In this sacred space, all things are possible. In fact, the process of introspection will really help you create positive change. And by embracing your starting point in this chapter of your life, you can change each chapter as you go along. Make sure to use your journal to write your story. In fact, little did I know that by writing my story, it would be the seeds to my first book, Pain-Free Life. So no matter how little, or indeed how much you write, set the intention now to start the habit of journaling and meditating this month. Following on from what you're reading about in the first chapter, we continue now to delve a little bit deeper into who you truly are. In fact, I want you to imagine that you're looking at yourself right now in the mirror. Come on, look at yourself in the mirror. What do you truly see? What's really going on with you right now? Who do you see looking back at you? Is the person that you see in the mirror truly living on purpose with intention? Are they living with joy and bliss? In this, and indeed every meditation, I will leave you 5 minutes of silence for you to ask your soul a question. Then just sit and wait for the answer. You can ask a different soul question each day as outlined in the journal. This month, the questions are, what better way is seeking you? What do you want from life? What ignites passion in your life? What is your true calling in this life? What do you truly want to manifest? Now you can ask any soul question that comes to mind, but try to set an intention now or a centering thought for our session ahead. It could even be a mantra like, what is my life purpose, that you repeat as the session goes on. I can tell you that this worked for me, and I really think that this will work for you too. Okay, let's begin. To prepare for our meditation, I will ask you to allow yourself to enjoy this time and to just allow your mind, body, and soul to become still, to become one. Allow yourself to go within and become more deeply relaxed so you can connect with the wisdom and awareness of your true I am self. Make yourself nice and comfortable, and bring your attention now to your breath. I would ask you to gently close your eyes, or if you want to, you can simply gaze at a point in front of you. But focus on your breath. I want you to inhale deeply now and hold for the mental count of 3, 1, 2, 3. And exhale slowly. Again, breathing in deeply. And exhale slowly. With each breath, you're feeling your mind, body, and soul go deeper and deeper into an expanded state of awareness. As you inhale, you're bringing more oxygen into your body. And as you exhale, it allows your body to relax more and more. Now, as you continue to breathe in and out, easily and freely, you can feel yourself becoming more calm, more peaceful, more at one. With each breath, you're revealing signs to your mind, body, and soul that indicate that you're moving into a very deep, peaceful state of relaxation and meditation. Just accept whatever feelings or bodily sensations that come up in any moment without judging them, without reacting to them. Just being fully here, fully aware of whatever you are experiencing. Whatever you notice is what you're supposed to notice right now. And if you notice your mind has wandered off, just simply bring yourself back to your breath. Moment to moment, being fully present, fully with your pure, true self. Feeling your mind, body and soul expanding into your full I am awareness. In a moment, I'm going to relax you more completely, mind, body, and soul. In a moment, I'm going to begin counting backwards from 10 until 1. When I say the number 10, I want you to close your eyes if you haven't already done that. And the moment I say the number 10, I want you to imagine that you're at the top of a small set of stairs. I want you to see those stairs now. The moment I say the number 9 and each additional number, you will simply and safely move down those stairs, relaxing more and more completely. And at the base of the stairs, you will see yourself in your completeness, mind, body, and soul merged as one. And the moment I say the number 1, that's exactly how you will feel, at one with yourself, truly balanced, mind, body, and soul. Number 10. If you haven't already, I would ask you now to close your eyes. 9. Relaxing and letting go. 8. Sinking into a more comfortable, calm, peaceful position. 7. Feeling safe and secure. 6. Going down, way down. 5. Moving down those stairs, relaxing more completely with every step. 4. Feeling truly relaxed now and fully at peace. 3. Breathing in deeply and calmly. 2. Feeling very serene and very safe. On the next number, number 1, simply imagine sinking into oneness, into the oneness of your being, becoming more calm, more peaceful, more relaxed, more aware. 1. Mind, body and soul, now at one, in harmony. You are in your true I am state of awareness and inner knowing. In fact, you are very clear about what you want out of life, and you know that you can get this easily and effortlessly. As you tap into your inner wisdom and soul signature, you truly know what your life purpose is, and you know now the direction you need to take your life journey in. All the answers are within you. Your only limitation is your imagination. And you now let your imagination go free. I want you to imagine, if you can, that you are an ocean. I want you to see the top layer of a vast ocean. Just see it now, where the sunlight is hitting the ocean and you can see the waves which are visible. I want you to imagine that the top layer of the ocean is your mind. Now move underneath them. What do you see? The vast ocean. Imagine the vast ocean as your body. But if you continue to go deeper, deeper, and deeper down, you'll finally reach the bed of the ocean. It's dark, the deep abyss. I want you to imagine that this is your soul. I want you to imagine, if you can, that you're dropping a soul question or intention into your ocean. Imagine that the question is like a stone, a little pebble. See it as you drop it, going down into the ocean, deeper down through the layers of your mind, body, and finally reaching your soul. Allow it to settle deep, deep, deep in the ocean bed of your true being and your soul. I will ask you now to ask your soul a question, or perhaps it's an intention or centering thought for this meditation. If you don't know what to ask, maybe repeat the words "I am" as a mantra. If you get lost, just come back to the question or come back to your breath. Nothing you do in this meditation is wrong. This is your sacred space. Now shortly you will hear a bell, and this is your time to let that question send ripples through the silence that will follow. Don't attempt to figure out an answer. Just simply accept each thought as it comes up in your mind. And let your thoughts just come and go, just like the waves in an ocean. I want you to dive deep into your ocean now. And if you find at any time that your ocean becomes still and tranquil, don't be afraid to drop another pebble or stone or question in and see what happens. Each pebble or stone can be a question, or as I said, it can be your intention for today. Or simply you can say, "What does my soul want me to know right now?" You will know what to do. This is your time. This is your meditation. Don't worry, I'll watch the time and you'll hear a bell at the beginning and at the end of the meditation. Our self-inquiry time is up, but you can take a few moments now to relax even deeper. And as you do so, you're allowing your mind, body, and soul to accept a new way of seeing things. And when you are ready, you can come back to the present, awake, alert, and ready to move on with your day. In fact, each time you use this method for easy relaxation and meditation, you will relax more easily, more quickly, and more deeply, and go to a higher place of consciousness. Meditation is a skill that you're easily developing with trance, and you will find you want to journal after each meditation as you write about your insights. And in fact, as you write, the path ahead and your journey will become clearer and your life purpose will appear. You can choose now to relax by simply inhaling and exhaling slowly and ignore my count to five. Or you can listen to my count to five to become fully aware and awake again. I'm going to count from one to five and then I'll say fully aware. One, slowly, calmly, easily, you're returning to your full awareness to the present moment. Two, each muscle and nerve in your body is loose and limp and relaxed, and you're feeling wonderfully good. Three, from head to toe, you are feeling perfect in every way, mind, body, and soul. Are calm and serene. Four, your eyes are beginning to feel ready to open. On the next number count, your eyes will open. You'll be fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, invigorated, full of energy, and in fact, you'll want to journal. Number five, you are fully aware now. Your eyes are open. Take a good deep breath in, fill up your lungs, and have a stretch. Well done. Now, as you continue with your day, I want you to contemplate the insights and answers you've received today and remember this month's theme of starting points. This is the beginning of an exciting journey for you, and only you know the destination. In fact, with each chapter that you read of mind, body, and soul, and with every page that you journal, your own awareness will become much deeper. And everything about your life purpose will become much clearer. Only you know the path ahead. And trust me, all of the answers are within you. Have a great day.